This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Donald Trump Monday began a fourth day of treatment for COVID-19 at a military hospital outside Washington, D.C. With the severity of his illness under barely 4 weeks before Americans go to the polls to decide whether to reelect him. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the president is meeting with doctors treating him to assess his progress. The administration is optimistic he could be discharged from Walter Reed Medical Center later in the day. A drive around outside Sunday night by the president to wave to supporters was condemned by one attending physician at Walter Reed as irresponsible. Mr. Trump's former campaign manager says the president's doctors approved the trip. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said Monday she tested positive for COVID-19, adding she would begin quarantining and that the White House medical unit does not list any members of the press as close contacts. McEnany added in a statement, quote, "Moreover, I definitively had no knowledge of Hope Hicks's diagnosis prior to holding a White House press briefing Thursday," end quote, referring to President Donald Trump's advisor, whose positive test results were revealed last Thursday, hours before Mr. Trump announced he and his wife also had contracted the deadly coronavirus. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence is preparing for Wednesday's vice presidential debate against Joe Biden's Democratic running mate, Kamala Harris. During the president's hospitalization, Mr. Trump's loyal number two will be the public face of an administration and campaign just weeks before the election. He and his wife, Beau, both tested negative for COVID-19 Monday. State and county officials in the U.S. state of New Jersey are contacting more than 200 people who were at President Trump's golf club for a campaign fundraiser Thursday and asking them to monitor themselves for possible coronavirus symptoms. This is VOA News.